what you said. I saw your face and I felt your presence when I should have just been listening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Amanda's back.
I'm back.
We missed you last week.
I'm so sorry I missed.
It's okay, you're here now. And our lovely trainees are also here as well. Want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
We didn't scare them away last week, so they're back. Anything to say, Amanda? You have a whole show to make up for.
I really don't have
anything. She's got nothing.
Yet.
Okay.
But I will.
Not yet.
have some
stay tuned for Amanda's big speech she'll give later. All right. Lots. You got some good music for tonight? I'm pretty excited about my playlist. It's a little all over the place, but that's usually how it goes, you know?
It's also very much our style, so.
I know. It's always like that. All right, anyways. The first song we heard was 11-7 by Hey Mercedes, and this is, as always, the Equestrian Vortex by Broadcast. And I'm going to let Amanda take it away with the next one here. So, take it away, Amanda.
Thank you. left. We're dying here, we're dying here. I got it, you need it.
That was 1972 by Broken Social Scene off of their new EP, Let's Try the After, Volume 1. It came out maybe last week. It was good. I'm glad they put out new music. I think maybe it's hard for them because they're kind of like a project band, so
yeah.
They're not always together all the time. But it's still cool they keep making music.
Still for exciting. Sure.
Absolutely. Before that, we heard the song Dig by Nothing, and before that, Tied Up Right Now by Parcels.
And Parcels is coming to Boston, the Sinclair, on Saturday, if you're interested. It's
just
gonna be great.
A few days away. Fun, do you know where they're from?
I don't, but fun fact about them is that every single song title of theirs is all one word. So Tied Up Right Now, it's all one word.
There's no spaces.
You gotta be different.
It's very much squished.
That is their way of standing out.
There you go. All right, a few more songs, and then Overrated, Underrated, I think, is going to happen.
Or This or That.
Or This or... I always forget about This or That. That's our second game. It's very similar.
It's very similar.
It's nearly identical.
Different. No.
Oh.
How's
but it
go?
Is. So, This or That... Surprisingly, you have two choices,
right?
And then you get to decide this or that.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough one. It's a hard game.
There are some ways that something that fits into Overrated, Underrated doesn't fit into This or That. So.
Right. That's why we created the second game. Anyways.
Now that we've clarified. No.
Cool. All right. Amanda.
I have a song.
Great.
I can't get
This is our training sanctioned random vinyl pick. Pretty
spice
funny.
Of life
I love it.
Too.
It's got a lot of
spice of life too.
G-O-O.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh. There's a lot going on. It's really funky up in there. Anyways, time for overrated and underrated.
Yep.
I think we had some going on.
I thought of one.
Go for it.
So I'm from LA, so I've had best of both worlds, but underrated, overrated seasons.
Oh, I'm so biased.
I feel like I am too. Yeah. I'm going to go with underrated. I really wish the winter here was a little bit shorter, but as much as I wish I was one of those people that wanted to be in the warmth on the beach and the sun all the time, it's not. I love it, but I really enjoy it. I think fall and spring are probably my two favorite seasons, and they're like the transition seasons, so you can't really get them without having winter, unfortunately. But even like, I still like the winter. I like it when it snows.
I love winter.
I don't love winter. I like winter, but I don't think I could go without all four seasons.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree.
It changes things up. There's different activities to do.
I mean, but I've lived here my whole life, so like
that's fair.
Definitely biased, but it's like gives me a sense of like the passage of time.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not
true.
Just in like a little snow globe.
That's true. I didn't think about it that way, but it makes sense.
And I love winter, so I feel like because obviously you like summer. Everybody likes summer,
right?
But I do love winter.
I'm in it for fall and spring, man.
For sure.
I'm going to say underrated too, because I feel like, I was home this weekend, and definitely my most nostalgic, like best memories ever, all are fall memories. Mm-hmm. And you don't get that when there's no seasons.
Exactly.
True.
I like the vibe of this room.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah. I'm going to say underrated too.
Oh, nice.
So like, freshman year, I was like, wow, winter sucks, but the feeling of spring is like no other.
Yep.
So
I know.
I'm a huge fan.
Sweet relief.
The reward.
Yeah.
The reward. Winter makes you wait.
Exactly.
Worth it, for sure.
Do we have another? I didn't think of one. I'm so bad. Don't have my stuff together today.
If no one thinks of one, I'm just going to have to turn the song. I'm kidding. Please, someone, anyone, anything.
Do you have one?
Amanda, do you have a this or that?
I'm really... Okay.
Oh, she's doing it, folks. I think you do. Deep down. Oh no, is our song ending?
Oh man.
Oh, what a bummer.
I'll think of one by the next.
Okay,
the
I guess we'll you're saved by the bell, as they
Thank
say.
Goodness.
Lapse in your presence.
Okay, that was Let's Go Surfing by The Drums. Mm-hmm. And the song before that was Turn of the Century by Pete Yorn. And now we are playing This or That.
We have another This or our first This or That show inspired by this song, which, fun fact, was actually written about Obama. The chorus lyric does say, "Obama, I want to go surfing." And The Drums wrote it when he got elected because they were so pumped about him being president.
I think that's really funny.
And it's President's Day. So
yeah, oh, very appropriate. Completely choice. Accidental.
That seems like a fake story. I mean, like, I believe it, but it's just, I don't
know. If I hadn't seen it on the Spotify Genius, I would have, yeah, I wouldn't have believed it. But Spotify knows all, so.
I guess.
Okay, so, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
This or that?
This or that.
Skiing or surfing?
Considering I've never skied before and have surfed maybe twice. I wouldn't even call it surfing. I'd call it trying to surf.
If you could pick one.
Pick one to be good at?
Whatever interpretation you want to take.
I'm going to think about it for a minute.
Okay. I'm going to say surfing. Just because I like to ski, but I just never—it's never really taken a hold of me,
That's fair.
I'm not a huge fan of being cold.
That's really fair.
And sometimes I get scared.
Also fair. How is surfing in LA? Like,
I've only done it like a couple of times, but it's fun. I don't know. I'm not like a surfer or anything, but my friends try to teach me, and like I end up just doing somersaults.
It's a good time
in the water.
Exactly what you want.
I've never surfed ever, but I'm gonna say surfing just because I feel like it's like a cooler jogging out of the water thing to be really good at, and like skiing, like no one cares.
No, it's for your own enjoyment. And you're holding your skis on your way out.
Yeah, if anything, it's an inconvenience to everyone when you have your skis. That's
you look bad.
Yeah.
Emma, come to a decision.
Yeah, I'm also gonna have to go with the surfing.
You guys are killing me.
I know, I'm sorry. I don't know if it's a factor of, I think I'm more of a water person than I am being in the cold snow kind of person.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm the odd man out.
It's fine.
I'm going to say skiing, but that's, I think, mostly because I'm better at skiing. So
I want to hear you defend it more than that.
More than that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, also, if you're freezing cold, you can always just put on more layers and stuff.
That's true.
And
you must get really warm while you're skiing too.
Yeah, you're working hard, so like,
and it's pretty, I'm sure, being up in the mountains.
But I mean, that's my best argument. Also, surfing here is absolutely freezing too.
Right.
Like, they're both
cold
activities.
That's true.
But I don't know, skiing's better.
I wonder though. Well, okay, where my brain went is that like, the time consumingness, because like with skiing you have to go all the way up the lift and then you come down, like, you know what I mean, for how long you're gone, right? But then that was my second thought of the, you have to wait to catch the wave. So I guess maybe they're pretty comparable in that aspect of it.
Alright, call in with your opinion.
I have a This or That.
Okay.
I just made up and it vaguely doesn't make sense, but
that's perfect. That's what we want.
Okay, so getting poison ivy or sprayed by a raccoon?
Sprayed by a skunk. I am not a raccoon spray, but it sounds just as bad, honestly.
Are right
now. Wow, that's so funny. I have not had either happen to me.
Neither have I.
I think poison ivy.
Over skunk?
Yeah, because skunk, like, it's just infiltrates everything.
Yeah, the smell can be persistent.
Yeah.
Itching is the worst.
I'm really bad with itching. Like, I would definitely scar from, I'm going to say I'd rather get sprayed by a skunk, honestly.
I'm going to take poison ivy. Because I feel like, the skunk, there's not much you can really do. I don't know.
I'm skunk. I'm with you.
Okay, you know what? Or something.
The skunk is like a full body experience where the poison ivy is kind of isolated.
Yeah, but depending on where the poison ivy is, too, it
that's
could
fair.
Be
that's a good spicy. Point. That is a good point.
that happened to people on my cross country team. Like, we were at the fells and people used poison ivy, like, on their legs. After going to the bathroom in the woods. Oh. And then they
got their legs
everywhere. There. That's really bad. And it was really bad.
A terrible day.
Oh, no.
On that note.
Okay, on that note, you ready switching for a song? To a song.
I'm wide awake. I'm so open that my vision is a shine. In my window, I have a twin. I look out, he looks in. He has a point, I applaud. My goodness, my God. Is it my fault? The countrysides are so full of suicide. I break bricks with my heart, but only a fool would call it off.
Some Birds by Jeff Tweedy. Before that, we heard Freudian Slip by Ulrika Spacek. And before that, Wide Awake by Parquet Courts. And now, speaking of skiing and winter sports, we got a PSA.
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 American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. People who enjoy winter sports can't wait for the first snowfall. But winter sports can also mean broken bones and other injuries. For instance, every year, skiing causes tens of thousands of injuries and about 30 deaths in the U.S. A lot of those are from head injuries, so skiers of all ages should wear helmets. Head injuries tend to occur late in the day when skiers may be tired, so watch out for fatigue. Using a helmet is also a great idea for children who go ice skating or sledding. Other sledding safety tips. Only go sledding in designated areas that are free of trees, posts, and fences. Adults should supervise children, and all sledders should sit facing forward, but never head first. Use a sled with runners and a steering mechanism, which is safer than toboggans or snow discs. Prevent winter sports injuries so you can focus on the fun. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tom.
Wow.
The American Academy of Winter Sports.
Quite the voice. We also have a lot of questions, like who's supervising adults that are sledding?
The children? Excuse me?
I don't know. Also, I feel like we were really rowdy when we would go sledding.
Also,
there was no following
who
rules.
Who is Dr. Tom to tell me that I can't go on a disc if I want to?
I don't
or
know.
Or a toboggan.
I was disc only, man.
Yeah. I was all about the, like, boogie board ones.
Oh.
What are those?
Oh, where you go down, like, on your chest, like a penguin kind of deal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and they, like, I've got the ones that were, like, super slick.
Oh.
And then we would spray them with something and make them like
vegetable, like something like
dangerous.
Oily.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, like just like really greasing them up.
Yes. Wow, you're intense. I challenge you to a sled challenge some point.
You better watch out.
Do we have a sled?
We do indeed. It's not a good one.
Oh no.
I'll get.
Okay, we'll work on this.
Yes.
Anyways,
thank you, Dr. Tom.
Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Yeah, it's 8:53. We've got a few more minutes of music for you. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. 88 miles per hour. We had a little jingle at some point.
It was a good one.
It's gotten a little lost in the sauce, but all right, here we go.
Spots and time.